All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, January 20th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have NBA and NHL action all day long with the holiday here. So good luck to all of you playing some early slates, some main slate for DK, NBA already kicked off, all day slates, whatever you guys are playing. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. It is Monday, so we do have our build review show today at 5. That show is on Mondays and Fridays. If you ever want to get signed up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel. Let me know what sport and slate you want me to review. Now I'll add you to the list. So we already have three people signed up today. Should be a fun show. Looking forward to that a little bit later. But with that said, let's get SaberSim up here. And we actually have no questions, so I thought it would just be a good opportunity to jump right into a build demo. So NBA going on, you know, all day long here. So I don't know if NBA is going to be the best one for us to demo with a bunch of slates already in progress. You know, this college football national championship night, right? Almost forgot to mention that today between Ohio State and Notre Dame. It's kind of a fun one, right? Contests are a little bit bigger than usual. If you go over the contest tab, you know, they have a 100K to first showdown contest here. You know, maybe you guys are like interested in like dabbling in some college football showdown, you know, one time, right, on national championship night or something like that. So why don't we build some lineups for this? You know, this would be a fun one, not something I play too often, but, you know, we could definitely take a lot of the things that we talk about in like NFL showdown and such and apply them to college football here. So, far as projections, everything go, you know, not a college football expert here, so really just going to trust the team on this one and just going to make two super small adjustments to projections. One thing I might do, right, is come in here and standardize some of the projections. So I'm just going to first put a filter, show players with projection greater than zero. And then for the players that are down here, I'm going to standardize some of these, right? So why don't we just make these two low players, 2% owned, and that should be it for there. Captain will make them like 1% owned minimum. This will just help out with our geo mean calculation. Percent, and it looks like that's all the projected players. Miss one. Cool. So all set there. We standardized these. I'm not going to put any rules, not going to do anything like that. Just going to build 500 lineups for this example. I am going to drop minimum. I like to drop it like 5K just to allow for different types of builds depending on, you know, the game in question here. That typically works a little bit more like when it's like, you know, mid-season NFL and you get like two really bad teams playing against each other in like bad conditions, right? So you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Just something I'm okay with in general. All right, so we're in the post build here. Two things you can do, right? You can either run a contest sim or you can use single game Saber score. Either of those are going to be fine options here. I'm going to go to the contest tab and just create one. You know, maybe I'm playing this $4.20 max. Looks like a pretty good contest. Notice for field lineups, there is only one source, so just leave it as such. Go back to our build. Kick off the contest sim. I'm going to move some columns around while we wait. Some leverage. And that should be probably good. Sort by exposure. Okay. All good here. So what would I be doing, right? So first thing, contest sim finishes. I'm going to, you know, make sure I'm on the right sorting metric. If you have an entries file, you don't need to do anything special there. I'm only doing it because I don't have an entry file. And from here, right, what would I do? So I want to add my aggregate metrics, average projection, cool. I'm going to do that average ROI. That looks good. And now I'm going to start analyze my lineups, right? So something I might want to do is apply a geometric mean filter, right? So if I go create this custom metric, then I can filter by it, right? So I go to filters. That one's really long time ago. And then I would say, show me lineups with geo mean less than X, right? Now I have no idea what this number should be. So let's just try 33. All right, now let's see what that impact has. If you scroll this out, it'll show you how many lineups are in the trash. All right, so zero, so let's drop it down. 31, no, let's go lower, 29. All right, start to have an impact here. Six lineups in the trash. 27 maybe. Okay, we can go like a little bit further to get closer to 10%. So I'm going to try one tick down, 26. Cool. So this puts us like right over 10%. This is perfect, right? Having a little bit of an impact here. Notice that our ROI, you know, did go down. We're basically trading ROI for some uniqueness here. I think it ends up working out well in the post-contest sim. So even if you notice you're giving up a little bit of ROI in the pre-slate, I think that you're gaining it back on the other side with being more unique. So it's my opinion there. But if you're not an ultimate and you don't have access to these custom metrics, you could always do the same thing as a rule. And you would do an aggregate, my own, geo mean, no more than X. To figure out X, I would probably pick a contest and like do a geometric mean formula for it. So best way to do that is to follow the instructions in this tutorial here, how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work, which I will drop here in the YouTube chat. That'll show you basically how to do the formula for the contest you're primarily optimizing for. So that's just a side note there. But here, right, getting back to this, I've filtered out some lineups. I am, you know, back to a baseline, right? This is effectively my baseline. 84 projection, 140 ROI, checking out some of my leverages. So a little high leverage on this running back here. And then over in the flex, the Ohio State quarterback. So, you know, when you don't know too much about the sport, I think that's a good opportunity to try and diversify. So I'm going to up mini uniques from 1 to 2. And it has really small impact on my aggregate metrics. Does flatten out some of my exposures a bit here. So I do kind of like that impact. And it seems like we're just taking a stand on like a couple players here, which isn't bad at all. Like we're taking one stand on Ohio State's running back at captain, and then we're taking one stand on like Ohio State's quarterback at in the flex, right? And I'm saying a stand, and I'm describing it here as like leverage over 20% is effectively what I'm like describing here. So this seems kind of good, right? You could try and go one more tick higher and aggregate metrics move a little bit, but not too much, but it does flatten out these exposures, right? No captain over 20% leverage, and then no positional player over 20% either. So I don't hate going up to 3 here. If you're on starter, you know, this is still only 40 lineups down out of 500, and that's plenty, right? You're still in like the top 10% of your pool here. So I really like this. I think 3 is super viable if you want to be a little bit, if you want to take a little bit more of a stand, I would stick with 2. Otherwise, I think 3 is like really, really good. And I'd be happy with, you know, playing these lineups here. So this is what I would be doing if I was, you know, deciding to dabble a little bit in college football on this, you know, night where contests are a little bit amplified. So think about that when you guys are building your lineups for tonight. All right. Good stuff there. Let me take a peek in the Discord, see what's going on over there. And question from TBJ. So let's get this one queued up. TBJ said, usually my entry file contains multiple different contests. For example, I may be in a 20 max, 150, some multipliers, cash, leagues. When assigning the lineups using autofill, I sort by ROI and save the lineups. This puts a unique lineup in each contest. But what if I don't care if the multiplier slash cash lineups have already been used in the other contests? I want the 20 max and 150 max to be all unique, but not the cash ones. For those, I just want the highest projected. How do I do this? Okay, let's go to the NBA main. I was doing an example for somebody earlier, so I think we have an entries file loaded up here, which we do. Cool. So let's go to a build. And then let's build 500 lineups. And let's make two adjustments to projections. And let's kick this off. All right. So we got to let these lineups build real quick. And we can talk about this a little more. Let's go to the contest tab really quickly here. So you mentioned just one note here, right? He's like, you mentioned, hey, I'm playing like some multipliers, some cash, some leagues, right? So for those contests, basically anything that's like non-GPB, two things with it. One is we're probably not going to have all this sim settings section filled out, right? So if you come to the contest tab, you're going to notice that the contests are lit up green, and then they probably have an exclamation point. You're going to have to fill in this data, okay? Second thing with it, right, is that for cash games, we don't have ownership. So, like, you can come in here and, you know, you're playing, like, winner-take-alls or anything like that. You can come in here and use, like, that winner-take-all set of field lineups. But outside of GPPs, we're not projecting ownership. So I would never be using contest sims for cash games. You know, you did mention, like, sorting by, you know, projected, a highest projected, which is good, but I just super important to remember that, you know, we basically only using contest sims for GPPs. So just be careful when you're trying to use it for other stuff. All right, let's get back to this build. And let's run the contest sims that we have. So for this example, what I'm basically going to do is I'm going to treat these two, you know, satellites as maybe I want to use highest projected for those contests and not for the others, right? So I want to use ROI or contest sims for my GPPs. And then for my satellites, I'm going to use projection, right? So how do I do that? So set this contest sim finish. Okay, boom, it's done. I'm going to go to autofill. So a couple things here, right? So my master metric is ROI. Okay, so that's going to use the ROI for all the contests that are chosen here. Now, there is also a rank by column, which allows you to change the sorting for any individual contest, right? So say these two satellites, I want to use projection and not ROI. I can just come in here and I can switch these to projection. Okay, so that's the first thing. However, the other thing that you got to be aware of is, you know, you said like, hey, I want a unique lineup in all my contests except for my like cash, right? Well, I can't set these to unique, to be non-unique while the rest of the contests are unique. This section, this method section works for all your contests. So what do I do, right? So if I clicked save right now, what would happen is, first thing I would probably want to do is sort by prize pool. Since I'm using unique rank, I want my best lineups to be used in my typically highest prize pool is correlated highest prize to first contests, and then have like a trickle down effect. Since if I'm using unique, every lineup can only be used once. So I would want to sort by prize pool and then I would click save, right? So then what would happen here is that all the lineup for these last two contests, they'll be sorted by projected score rather than ROI. Couple things with this, right? So I'm using unique. So that means that all the lineups that were already used can't be used again. So if my highest projected lineups were used in one of these 95 entries, well, then they're going to be skipped, right? So that's not the effect we want. So what I would do in this case is I would uncheck these two contests. I would do a save with unique rank for the other contests. Notice the source updates for only those contests and not the other two. And then I would basically do the opposite, uncheck all the contests except the two I want, change method to rank, which will allow lineups to be used more than once now, and then I would save. So then now these two contests will get the same four high projected lineups in them. If you're doing this on a bigger scale, right? Say you're playing tons of cash games. What you can do here is rather than just uncheck them, you can use this type column. This comes in super handy. So let's say that I wanted to uncheck all my GPPs at once. What I would do is right-click on type. I would unselect satellites, so I'm only viewing GPPs. And then I can use the mass uncheck button to uncheck all of the contests I'm viewing. Then I go back to type. I click select all. It brings the satellites back, and they are still selected here. So that now those are the only ones that are selected when I go to click save. And if I wanted to, I don't have to change them in the rank by. I could change them in the master. So if I reset this, right, and then I go to my master sort, I can change it to projection, and then it'll change them all to projection. Doesn't matter if it changes the ones that are unchecked, because those aren't going to get filled anyways. So this is a quick way of managing your sorting for like GPPs and or cache or satellites or whatever you're doing, right? So then say I come in here, okay, I click save. Great, now I want to go and do my other ones, okay? So I go back to type, or actually I select all first. Go back to type, unselect GPP this time, mass uncheck my satellites, recheck my GPPs. They're selected, I go back to my master sort, I go switch that to ROI, change method to unique rank, and then I can save, and then voila, it's done. So this is exactly what I would do if I had like a big set of contests and I wanted to fill them differently. You know, using the master sort and the filtering is going to be your best bet here. All right, good stuff there. Looks like we are caught up here. Answered questions from office hours, no questions from YouTube chat, and then we did hit on a showdown for college football tonight. So good luck in all your guys' contests today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.